Our gospel lesson is drawn from the 14th chapter of John's gospel, and here Jesus is speaking to his disciples before his passion and giving them instructions, giving them words of hope and words of comfort so that they might continue the ministry that he's begun among them. Let us now listen for good news from John. Jesus answered him, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe." May we be blessed in the hearing of this word. Pray with me, please. On this day, O Lord, we ask that you would bring to birth afresh your word, your spirit, your loving presence in our hearts, in our homes, and in this meeting house, so that all who own the name Christian might follow and love as you have called us and as you have birthed us to do. Open us now and speak to us, Lord, for your servants are listening. Amen. Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. A homemaker, so the dictionary says, is someone who manages a household. It's a word that entered American English usage in 1876. 90 or so years later, it was denigrated by Betty Friedan and others as a term which marginalized women. Now, I don't want to open old wounds, nor do I want to crawl back into the culture wars of the 60s this morning any more than I want to wear double knit or a leisure suit. But I think that the role of homemaker occupied, see, all the people that are still chuckling remember them, you see. But I think the role of homemaker occupied by female or male, and preferably by both, is central to a whole and healthy life for individuals and for communities. Please allow me to explain my point this morning as we worship and reflect on this sixth Sunday of Easter, Mother's Day, or in some churches, the Festival of the Christian Home. The core of the matter here is home. We all know the old adages about home. Among them, a house doesn't make a home, and home is where the heart is. And who doesn't remember Dorothy and her heel clicking? Or for that matter, who hasn't at least mentally clicked heels together in a moment of stress and said, "There's no place like home. There's no place like home." Home is our place of origin. Home is our safe place. When we are at home, we are relaxed and we are comfortable and we are able to really be ourselves. One who makes a home makes this comfort, makes this safety, makes this deep hospitality available. I think that Lydia, whom we met this morning in the reading from Acts, and Sam is absolutely spot on. When the Bible mentions someone like this, it's significant, and it's there for a reason. Lydia sought to be a homemaker in this sense. To be a homemaker, then, in my mind, is one of the best things anyone can be. And it's something that we all strive or should strive to be. Homemaking, then, is more than keeping house. That is, homemaking is more than making sure the residence is clean, making meals, or making sure that there are clean clothes available. These elements may be a necessary side effect of making a home, but they are not the core. No, the core of homemaking isn't physical. Rather, the core of homemaking is spiritual and attitudinal. One could go into a house, perhaps as grand and as well done as by one of the professional homemakers like Martha Stewart or Rachel Ray, and find it perfect in all of its physical aspects, and yet not feel that it's a home, because it lacks warmth, because it lacks heart. Being at home is ultimately in the head and in the heart. And that is the product of relationship, not the product of a stove or a washing machine or any other appliance. Jesus tells us that to love him is to keep, that is, to observe and to practice his words. And his word has been to love as he has loved, fully and completely and with reckless abandon. When we love and when we live in this manner, Jesus says that God, who creates, who redeems, and who sustains, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, creator, redeemer, sustainer, will come and do what? Will come and make a home in us. That boggles the mind. God dwells within us. God dwells with us. God is with us at all times and in every circumstance. The indwelling God then transforms us from the inside out so that we are enabled, empowered to love as God loves, and makes us into homemakers, welcoming the stranger, taking in and caring for those in need, reaching beyond the confines of our earthly dwellings to make a house, yes, even a meeting house, a home, a true home. Those of you who are mothers, and we celebrate and we salute you today, are far better able in many ways to understand what I'm trying to say. You've carried another life within you. You've felt that life develop and grow. You've experienced all of the ups and downs, the agony and the ecstasy, if you will, of bearing and birthing a child. And for 9 months, you were your child's home. And you have a relationship to the one you have born that is beyond verbal description. As the child was in you, so are we to be in God, and God in us. And as there are mothers, true moms, who have never given birth, but yet love their child just as intensely, so all of us can live and can love in this way. This is the promise. This is the hope. This is the destiny of the Christian. Long ago, Augustine said of Mary, mother of our Lord, that she conceived the Lord in her heart long before she conceived him in her womb. Whether we are male or female, we are called to conceive God in our hearts and then to give birth by the way we live. Lydia did that, touched by God, transformed by God's presence, and her hospitality, her homemaking, is remembered to this day. Homemakers, then, are also peacemakers. How many times at family gatherings do the moms keep the peace or make the peace? Oh, I know, dads, you're there, you bluster. I know, even as a stepfather, I have even with sons in their 20s, when we were on a trip, turned around as I was driving and saying, if I have to pull this car over. But we all know the truth. It's the moms who bring the peace. Well, today Jesus tells us that the homemaking God would also make peace. As Paul described, a peace that is beyond human understanding, and as Jesus says, not as the world gives. The peace that we most often experience is really about an absence. Worldly peace is the absence of strife, contention, or conflict. As the storyteller theologian John Shea says, the peace of the world comes and goes. It is dependent on outer circumstances. Whenever everything is going well, we can manage a certain amount of inner calm. However, when bad times come, calm is replaced by anxiety and fear. We shake with the wind, vacillate with the circumstances. The peace Jesus promises and the peacemaking he calls his followers to do and to be is different. And it flows from an inner, not an outer source. Jesus gives us the peace that is the presence of the living God within us. In Jesus, God has conquered death and conquered the ultimate fear that we humans face and have, our own liminality and our own mortality. We have a possibility of a deep, abiding relationship with the God who makes life out of death and can turn lives around so that they can do and be that which is right and good. Jesus calls us. Jesus calls us to follow in the way of being homemakers and peacemakers, giving birth, mothering, nurturing, and rearing loving relationships in the midst of a needy, war-torn world. Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." I believe that we should also say, "Blessed are the homemakers," understanding that all of us are included. To be a follower of Jesus Christ means to have his love and to have his Father's life in us. It means that we are to be homemakers and peacemakers in every aspect of our lives. Our world is going through so much. We read of the displaced and the suffering in Darfur. We hear of the victims of ongoing violence in Iraq and Afghanistan and Palestine. We see the suffering of those who have been hit with natural disasters close to home on the Gulf Coast and in Kansas. The world needs homemakers. The world needs peacemakers. Reaching out without troubled hearts, reaching out without fear, reaching out to make a difference. It's a difference that begins in us and spreads person to person to person. Homemaking, peacemaking, begins when we open ourselves to the presence of the living God and allow the homemaking, peacemaking God to make a home, to make peace in us. How did the old song go? Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Homemaking and peacemaking starts very close to home, and so it should. And so it should. Happy Mother's Day.